Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Climate change is real, and our own meteorologists are part of the discussion on what to do about it. Wayne Cabot has more on this.
One of the reasons we haven't had Craig Allen on the air this week is because he is conferencing with fellow meteorologists up in Boston, along with WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman. Both gentlemen are here right now because, and aside from just the general day-to-day weather concerns we have, guys, there's a larger concern about our climate. And I know it's a touchy topic for a lot of people, but it's something you guys are taking on head-on. Craig, we'll start with you.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. It's not a touchy topic up here because every little bit of data that we have looked at up here, no matter which conference you go to, yes, we have a problem. How do we get the word out? How do we prove it to disbelievers? And what is the next thing that we could do to make sure that once word is out, we do something about it?
Well, let's put that question to our own MIT-trained meteorologist, Todd Glickman. Todd, what do we do about it?
We are absolutely convinced that the science is real. And so really, there are two courses of action. The first is what we call adaptation. If the Earth's climate is changing, then you have to adapt to it. You have to build farther away from the coastline. You have to protect things like our subway tubes and Lower Manhattan and the Jersey Shore. But the other is you have to think about how you can take action, use cleaner energy sources, take action within your own daily lives to be more sustainable. So there's no doubt that the Earth's climate is changing. There's no doubt that humankind is having an impact. But now it's really up to us as to what we want to do.
I trust you guys are taking the train back from Boston so as to save the carbon emissions?
I will be taking my car back to New York to be on the air with you for tomorrow, but I think that's a lot less damaging than having taken a plane up here.
Todd and Craig at the center of the talks on climate change right now, and we'll grill you tomorrow, Craig, when you come back about the weekend snow. How's about that? We'll wait till then.
Oh, I know. Isn't that something? I come right back and start talking about a potential winter storm. Yep.
All right, guys. Safe home. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Wayne.
And while we were playing that, this moved, and it's brand new. The year 2019 was the second hottest on record for the planet's surface, according to multiple new data sets, this reported in The Guardian. The analyses reveal the scale of the climate crisis. Both the past 5 years and the past decade are the hottest in 150 years of measurements. The previous hottest year was 2016, but that year also saw a natural El Nino event boosting temperatures. The new data for the average global temperature, more than 90% of the heat trapped by human greenhouse gas emissions is absorbed by the oceans. And we heard on Monday that 2019 was the warmest yet recorded in the seas. Scientists calling this dire news.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.